Hello, we're on the air. Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders. I'm on the air. BBS Radio is always on the air. Let's just take a moment out and just reflect within ourselves, acknowledging ourselves of who we are, focusing in on the inside of ourselves, the heart center, and just I just ask for this show that the Lord just speaks for me and does for me and responds to me as I respond to Him in every way, shape, and form. For this is a message that I'm about to give out that I am too learning about and want the worldview of all acknowledgments to understand that this is a way that the world evolves and that all things evolve by connecting together, the particles connecting to one. However, we are just one. We are one with God and one with the universe. For a moment, I want you to reflect inside of a kaleidoscope. You know those beautiful kaleidoscopes that have all those beautiful colors as you revolve them around and around, and they make different pictures? Well, to me, that's what the world looks like outside of my eyes when I step outside of my house. It's like that of a kaleidoscope. It's beautiful, it's enchanting, it's gorgeous, the people, places, and things along the way. However, I have to be so careful not to move that dial, because then it'll change into a new perspective. That's focusing in on one perspective. That's focusing in hypertensionally. Now, if we look at just the kaleidoscope and our world's view and all the beauty that's around, just looking at the whole forest, as we turn it around and round and round. But if we look at it in just one way, one perspective, and hold it very still, we see the tree. Do you see the forest or do you see the trees? We have to see both, I do believe, so that we can focus in on what we need to give out there as a message. It's kind of like shape-shifting into the quietness of the lighting of its beauty, though one can barely shift in the scopes for an anew. They're always looking for a world-side view of what others see in them. What does the others see in me? What do others look at me and reflect in on? Very few people tend to look at what reflects out there and centers themselves into thinking and acknowledging the concepts that the moment that we evolve into what we speak, say, hear, and do is what is reflected inside of us. For me, I think of this. I think, who's going to rent space in my head? It's going to go into the gardens of my heart, or is it going to stay in my head? Because I'm so quick to judge myself, be a jury to myself, be a DA, and I'm my own verdict. I can place myself into my dungeon of rerouting my thoughts over and over and over again, which my subconscious mind holds, due to the fact that my subconscious mind and any little inkling or thing that I feed my mind will reflect back into the unconsciousness until it evolves into my conscious being. What I want us to do tonight on www.bbsradio.com, station one, is I want us to think about a few things. I want us to think about discovering ourselves and what's going on out there. For one thing, there are many worldviews. There's many perceptions, many perspectives, and we all acknowledge each other with courtesy of what the worldviews are. That would make the world be a better place and more peaceful. Not placing down into someone's heart and into their throats what my perspective is or to what others' perspectives are, because it is each person living in their own truth, walking their own truth, talking their own truth, that gets the message out there into pertaining to if another speaks what another one has spoken, then that becomes their truth, and their truth can be shambled a little differently than the truth that is spoken from the perspective views of oneself. So that could be gossip, that could be whatever you want to call it. Tooting one's own horn is another question that I have. Why do people want to toot their own horn to be acknowledged and be foreseen? For isn't it that not that I discovered something, but I discovered something for myself? Because so many things have already been discovered. It's just that the world evolves around and round and round, making the concepts more of a linear perspective for one's view. Now, what I would like to talk about is just first take a moment of silence. Just center yourself. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, going within just for just a few minutes, just a few seconds, just an inkling of my time before I send out this message that I have about, I'm about to unfold. 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, 8, 8, 8, open. Okay, now the self into the center soul. That's what I've been contemplating, concentrating on in the past couple of days and weeks to follow. It's the knowing. Okay, with the knowing, if I look within myself like a telescope, okay, a telescope, not the kaleidoscope, but the telescope, into myself, into my center soul, what do I see? What is the scope? And that's what I focused on to be able to send this message out to you today. The scope that I have understood. For it is written, whatever's written, remember, in red, is put out in Times Square. So remember, whatever's written is what is written. In Matthew 4:4-7-10, it is written. Man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Away from me, Satan, it speaks. For it is written, worship the Lord thy God and serve him only. Matthew 5:7-18. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappears, not until the smallest letter, not until the least stroke of a pen, will any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Now, I'm not preaching. I'm not reading to give you readings out of the Bible. I want you to just focus in on what I just said. I tell you the truth. Until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Now, what is being accomplished? John 10:35. If he called them gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Okay. Now, Matthew 15:3-6 is, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophecies. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. Why would you break the commandment of God, the command of God, for the sake of your tradition? What is your tradition? Ask yourself that. Thus, you nullify the word of God for the sake of your own tradition. Is that being self-centered, or is it the tradition of what? You answer that to yourself, active listeners. Matthew 22:29. Jesus replied, you are in error because you do not know the scripture or the power of God. John 17:17. Again, Jesus said to the Father, sanctify them with the truth. Your word is the truth. Okay. Now, I like, in my heart, have the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. I get my messages through the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. However, as you all know, I have studied and worked with many other different types of religions and beliefs in my system. Now, the thing is that I feel that it's throwing the world off on its axis, that I told several people back in 1991-92 that the world would be shifting in its poles around this time, is that motivation in its senses, okay, think of this. If Jesus did not walk on the earth to fulfill the prophet's laws, everything would be scrambled up like that of the kaleidoscope, right? He caused everyone to focus in on him and find their own way because they didn't want to believe in a certain man coming down and the Virgin Mary getting pregnant by the Spirit of God and whatever reason, people decided they either want to be greater, they want to start a whole new trend or whatever. But this evangelism did not start until after others had already started. So, to me, that's when God sent down his Son into this earth to give somebody proof, because we look for the mystery. What is the mystery? We want to solve it. So, Jesus being born and raised and all of his works, walking on this earth, and the miracles that he performed and happened, and all the things that he did, gave focus to the mystery. Okay, now, what exists beyond this world is the whole picture. What is the whole picture? What exists beyond this world, okay, is the cosmos, right? It's the unknown. And we are looking for the knowing to bring it into existence. Evangelists or evangelical believe that God exists beyond this world, bringing this world to evolve. As he spoke, let there be. Let there be light. Let there be light out of the darkness of the void. As I've spoken many times, take one candle, one light, one flame, light another, and that other lights another, and the candle will never be extinguished. The bright lights pathfinder's way. I'm but one bright light's pathfinder. Everyone searching for the light and the understanding is a bright light's pathfinder. That's the definition of what a bright light pathfinder is. Okay, motivation in its senses as well. The truth lays within the garden in each one's seed. It needs to be planted with faith. Now you can take faith and move mountains. You can take one little seed and it can be deception. But whatever seed of whatever, if you are not right in your heart with whatever you believe and stay centered on that with whatever you are in your concepts of believing instead of scattered all around, then how is that seed going to grow? Because everyone seems to be playing bumper cars, bumping into this, bumping into that, and taking the energy. It's like a karma vehicle, the vehicle for karma. You know, what other people think are in what places, it's like putting it into your vehicle and carrying it around, saying, I've got to fix this, I've got to prove this for this person, I've got to show this for that person, I've got to prove blah, 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 blah. That's carrying the vehicle for karma instead of staying in your own karma, in your own boat, and not rocking it. Now listen to this. Everybody listening, active listeners, tune in, because here we go, divine revelation. If the student's ready, the teacher will appear. Thus the student becomes the teacher. Therefore, myself, Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders, evolve to be as Christ-like as I can in Christ's celebration, not but to purify of love engraved and encoded in each strand of my DNA. Denied of one's embedded truth, which is my truth, embellish growth of the self into the center soul, as a teacher is known in such prophetic ways. The death of Christ, as he spoke to us, I will send you the Comforter as a gift. The Holy Spirit that comes from Jesus' death. Everybody's looking for mediumship and all that. Focus in on the Holy Ghost. Get some great gifts. Get centered and calm. That's what I did. And rest upon the words of my mouth as the meditations of the gardens of my heart be acceptable in the sight. O Lord, thou strengthen thy Redeemer. And so it goes, as not only his words that come into me, but my words that come out of my mouth. When my dad died and I laid my hands on his casket, I didn't know what I was going to say. The only thing I said to the casket, because he wasn't in there, was may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Because I want to stay as cleansed and clean as I can possibly be without all that debris. I try to keep my side of the street clean and not allow others to affect me in ways of my experience of choices because of the circumstances that stand in their own. So I'm a son of God though a daughter in my yin and yang. I'm balanced in the threshold of the consciousness. True feeling of removing the ego. So the ego comes back and tells me, don't you do that, or why are you in my space? I mean, that's the ego talking. But if we remove the self, kill the ego now, let the ego go, then we will always be balanced. Now, that is what humans do. We're born with the id, we're born with ego, we're born with the self, and there it goes. What I want to say also is if you think about it, Christ shed his death and his body and crucified himself, got crucified for me. In that shedding of the blood and the body being crucified, to believe and know this enlightenment transpires myself into the center soul. Okay, now, evolving rules of logic. And I want to just say, active listeners, evolving rules of logic. The rules of evolutionary logic. What is psychological? What is in your heart? And what is logic? Ask yourself that. I don't need to give you that definition. The house that could and would crumble. Now think, where did you plant your seed? What kind of soil did you allow that thought to process into? What kind of soil, what kind of foundation, the deception seed or the truth seed, be denied or evolved? If you think of the discernment and center yourself, then your house will be built in a very beautiful and acknowledged place within your own self that evolves out into the world and gives that message out. I'm not saying that I'm someone great and special or anything. I'm just sharing with you what I have transpired and understood in the past couple of weeks and days, because I haven't written in a long time. These are what's in my journal, and this is how I send it out. Theism, okay? We're going to talk a little bit about theism, because the house that could and won't crumble. Theism is the foundation, the framing of the house, our soul evolution. Theism. Formation is the framing of the house of our soul's evolution. Okay, the foundation of theology within the knowing God in existence. Without theism, in which the metaphysical word for theology, our earthly tent, is hollow in its understanding, how can it grow? The evangelical superhold to its structure and based knowledge forms that establish under what solid foundation I have chosen in my God system programming. What program? That's what I'm going to sit and ask you guys. What program are you following? Is it your heart? Is it what you know? Or is it others placing upon you what their beliefs are? That's man-made. That's the mind. It's other people, and searching for others to give you your answers that are all within yourself that you have to heal yourself from. Okay, the house is the universal body within its own form. As the skeleton is the human formation of structure, that which is theism's blueprint to follow in the building code from God within. Oh, wait, it gets better. It gets real good. Each exists as an infinite. Right? Each exists as infinite. within and beyond and outside. Wow. As this life of school unfolds in this prerequisite for evangelical theology, I must, for evolution's concept of this theism is metaphysics, and metaphysical is the preconditioning. There's that word, metaphysical. Metaphysical, metaphysics. Yeah, we love it. Oh, do we love metaphysical and metaphysics. Because it's the evolution of the theism. That is the basis of metaphysics and metaphysical preconditioning. Evangelical theology is the sole basis intent for the concept of the structure's foundation. Now, what is my structure? That which is or that which is impossible. Beyond physics, within the understanding of the word meaning meta, say meta, M-E-T-A, is beyond physics, within the understanding of the word meaning meta. That means outward. That means beyond. That means beyond the physical. That's what's meant. Study of metaphysics is offering as the study of being, as the word ontology parallels with the dynamic and exchange of the two words. Now let me rephrase that for you guys, you active listeners out there. Metaphysics offers the study as O-N-T-O-L-O-G-Y, ontology, parallels with the dynamic in exchange to the two words. Okay, now the two words, metaphysics, and ontology is the understanding of that. We must have a base of faith, right? That of the mustard seed, that little tiny inkling, could be a dandelion. Whatever your seed is that's floating around, because some parts are planted, some parts are not. Some parts are in search for a new creation to unfold. Some parts are gently floating. Some parts are scattered within, beyond, and outward into meanings they can't comprehend. But remember that of the dandelion. A dandelion is that big, puffy, little white. Used to be a little yellow flower that grows just naturally because its seeds plant itself within a destination far beyond. But the dandelion then grows up and it becomes a puffy little ball with all these little seeds that you see floating all through the air with these little feathers that are connected to it. And it lands. Some of them do in some good soil and some of them don't. If you think of your mindset as that of a dandelion, because all those thoughts and all those words that you speak out there, that I speak out there, plant themselves within an area and take root. However, some tend to die off and be dismissed because of the foundation of the soil that it was placed upon. It could be a rocky foundation, that on the side of the road, as the parable in the Bible, and it can't grow because it's rocky. It doesn't understand or don't know what's going on, that rocky soil. Not stable, just feeling incontent and searching for another creation temple. Or it could be that of some deep-rooted soil that the tiller tilled. Now, who is your tiller? What's the grapevine in the vineyard that feeds so many? Okay, now, take a moment to reflect. Just look within what I just said and what I've been saying, because I'm not trying to preach. I'm just out here to get the word just like you are. I'm just trying to find my way and make sure I get into the heavens bound in the bright light pathfinder's way, that all things are created by God. Other views in this world are Godism, polytheism, P-O-L-Y-T-H-E-S-I-M, pantheism, P-A-N-E-N-T-H-E-S-I-M, deism, D-E-I-S-M, and finite, F-I-N-I-T-E. Now, those are all worldviews, besides evangelical, excuse me, because I am very on to this, and I, like, sometimes I don't pronounce my words properly. As you all know, I'm a little ADD and a little dyslexic. Okay. Let me just ask you this. Who created this world? How did this world get here? That all things were created by God. Other views of this world are the atheism worldviews, that we are just existing in materialistic, okay? I'm going to get to that in a second. Now, with the atheism, they believe in no God at all. But I'm going to ask you this. How can fault be true? So truth is all things. And even a lie, L-I-E, a lie, lays, L-A-Y-S, in its own truth to that. Huh? Ask yourself that. Man, I hope I'm not going too fast. I don't think I am. I feel very, very content with what I'm doing and saying, because I'm centered totally with God's word. I just pray to each and every one of y'all that are tuning in just now, that you understand the concept that we are looking at the seven worldviews of what God is, the metaphysical world, the cosmos, the creation of what things are. You're listening to BBS Radio Station 1, Twilight's Pathfinders, Kathy Cook. And each of these are unevenly yoked with the theism in the belief system that mirrors and reverts and which is discovered within each own. Let me rephrase that. The truth is the truth as we know it. It's what we believe in. It's what we take at face value and we put it in our vault. But a lie, like Satan likes to put deception seeds in our head, a lie lays in its own truth fact, because a lie is its own self's truth. So all things are of the truth. You see what I'm saying? If you look in the mirror image of all words spoken out, all thoughts that are in your perception, image reverts itself, which is discovered within each own, forming that which is the makeup of the belief. Each of these are unequally yoked. With theism, asking this in essence of a quality of certification, certify me. Oh, gosh. Give me affirmation. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, well, think of it. Just feel this a minute. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? I have said on the radio before that I believe the egg comes first. Is it not? Like, we believe the sun is so yellow and the moon is so white that they are the same in circumference and that they are the same in the face of the earth. But think about this. One is night and one is day. Yeah. And think of this. With the sun, you have to highly respect it, right? Because if you don't, it can burn you, and you can have a very bad sunburn, or get burned totally up. But if you respect it, what a golden, beautiful tan you can receive in the warmth and the vitamins. Now think of this. The moon. And it's transparent how it evolved, and it shifts so strongly that the force of current evolved into the way of the ocean's ground move. The high tide to the low tide. The moon is so strong. It's just as strong as the sun. Right? Right. It just chops itself off in little pieces because it goes into the shadows of the earth while it's revolving. Though sometimes with the sun's not out today, or it's behind the clouds, it needs time out for reflection. Now, gaining one's own effect on what with the concept that I have received. You take what I say at your value of understanding, because these are my understandings. I'm not trying to throw them on to you. I'm just telling you what I have discovered within my own self-meditation. Opposite pole. The opposite pole shift in our the belief of more than one of you. That what's making the pole shift? Is that what's happening to the world today? That we have more than one worldview that we evolve on the ground? Because doesn't it take them all to make the pole? Now help me out here, y'all. Because this is where I get a bit confused. And so when I write it, it brings my raw self into being, and I have to acknowledge it. If you want to go to where I am, you can go to the BB, scroll down on station one, scroll down to my name, where it says 6 o'clock, Thursday, Bright Lights Pathfinder to Kathy Cook, and click on that. It'll take you to my profile page. You'll see a beautiful picture of my son took, Barcelona. Put that picture up there because it has light, shadows. It has everything inside that picture if you just look at it long enough. All the doors that we open, because they all stay open until we shut and go into the dark of that situation. But we always have light with the reflection. What makes the shadow reflect but the sun? We all have a shadow, the dark side, inside ourselves that we try to continue to grow and grow and grow until it evolves. Okay, now, all together, there's 7 of these views. In parallel is pantheism to the polyism, which I'm sure you all know what that is. Okay, now I'm at the very top of that Bright Lights Pathfinder's Way into the Garden of Knowing. The sweet words that whisper that falter far beyond sound. In a melody, soon, my family, which is all my spiritual people, all the people that I reach, my biological family, as well as spiritual brothers and sisters that we all call, that call me sister or call me sis on the internet. In all those chat rooms and emails. Hey, sis. Hey, selfster. I'm a sister. The five spiritual. So if I reach you and just one person tonight, then that is a connection to my energy field. It's all of our hearts and hands for the healing peace to abide within it. To know we need that peace. The healing of the peace to abide within the known. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the continuous effort to allow us to have the secret sanctuary, the garden of knowing, a place to give out what is so freely given to me. Bye. Okay, now we're going to start some heavy duty. Ready? Everybody got their hearts on? Take time out. Take a deep breath. I'm going to take a sip of water. Boy, that's loud. Okay, now I'm ready. Everybody on page, if you want to just type it in, it's http://// bright light with an S, pathfinders, and then slash www.blogspot.com/. That's where I'm at. That's what the little picture that you click on that my son made brings. We all get your station identification, getting up and down and around. So here we go into full force, ledge of understanding. I'm putting on my mother voice here because that's what this is. It's about being a parent of this world. Being a parent. What is a parent? A caretaker, right? A nurturer, but strict and stern within its boundaries. This Mother Earth needs help, and we are here to help it. We are here to help it, I'm telling you, because here is what I feel is throwing off the cold of the shift of the Earth axis. It's bright light Pathfinder's Kathy Hill Cook. I'm known as Kathy. I'm going to begin this forward message. Inside Look at Atheism, Worldview. Okay. The nothing. Nothing exists or ever will but the physical boundary, the here and now, limit. There is no God. Material world only. Enclosed. Ooh, can breathe. Now, if theism is that of the material world, how is it? I ask you. If theism is that of the material world, one's physical, that there is no God. If the self-ego is the center of this belief. Now do you understand why I say kill ego now? Don't let ego get into your way. Because the ego gets into the center of this belief, and the self into the soul center. Materializing is the sole purpose of an atheist only. Material is that makeup of the skeleton on the body. Right? Right. God is soul, and soul is man, because God created us in one image of himself and themselves. And that is his soul. His soul purpose. His soul understanding. His soul being. The soul is man. Now that's going to evolve. But the atheists believe that it's nothing and there's boundaries. And it's just material. Now I'm going to ask you again. You atheist people out there, you can believe that if you will. I'm not condoning it. But ask yourself this, if the material world of one's physical, the theism of this concept, the metaphysical worldviews, is there a God? Because that's the skeleton of the house's body is material. Now let's look inside pantheism, P-A-N-T-H-E-S-I-M. This worldview. Nothing exists beyond the universe. Along the way, which all persuades religion to me, the really old age, because think of this, who started the belief system but centuries and centuries ago before Jesus even walked on this earth? So why is it called New Age? That's the Zen. That ultimately there is one energy for the ways and means of the soul of the parent. P-A-N-T-A-T-S-I-M. Believing is a necessary belief that God created the universe. However, pantheism denies the soul evolves after life. Where do we go? Okay, is soul not man? Is soul not man? The limitations of this reality are in such that, yes, there is an infinite being, that God is unlimited through a pantheist worldview, though discord and deny the reality of the finite being. F-I-N-T-E-E. Self, rather, our soul, is doomed after death. Doomed. There's nothing left. We're just a mind here. That's what the pantheist believes. We're just a mind. God is mind. But the mind dies, and then there's nothing left. But ask yourself this. What are the feelings of that spiritual feeling that you get? The excitement and the down and the up and down. And when you believe in something, it's so perfect. What is that feeling? The tapping into others, they believe, and picking up on the energies of others through the thought process. If it's like that deja vu, you know, the phone's going to ring, or I was just thinking of you. Okay. If one of changing thus evolves into a new realm after life, defeats the self, tells the self defense. Let me ask you this. Then does the pantheist believe that there is no soul? Pantheism, belief system, believes in a way only if and when he went through some kind of change that the process into the changing. Now let me put it simply. Pantheism, P-A-N-T-H-E-I-S-M belief system, believes that they went through some kind of change. Okay? And that process, the changing. Think about this with your heart center for a second. The pantheist did not go through the change at all. Then how did we get evolved? Now, isn't changing... Isn't changing, changing the change, the pantheists go through, okay, that's still to me theism, which evolves into the metaphysical world, because if we're not ever changing, then with our heart center, the pantheists did not go through a change at all, is it? How can you go through a change if you don't believe in evolving? How can you believe in just change only if you don't believe in evolving after life? If you believe only in the mind and that the God is mind, and we have to evolve more and more and more into that. Now let's look into the P-A-N-E-N-T-H-E-I-S-M, pantheism worldview. Now, to me, that's the bipolar belief system. Of this contrast, the mind is the body. Therefore, God is the mind of the universe. God has radiance beyond the universe. Does he not? What do we radiate out? Our energies, our auras, our chakras. Holding this belief system that God is in constant change is possible. So how is it that the mindset, with both conscious and unconscious exists, that is in a constant change through the external world, never changes, so to speak? Ask yourself that. Does this not affirm the concept contrasting theism? The mindset of rules is to change the mind into which the makeup of thought is atheism worldview. E-A-N-E-N-T-H-E-S-I-M worldview. However, so again, I click my fingers to make myself snap to understand what I'm saying. Okay. However, if the external world does not change and is set, one is mindset in the belief. I rest my understanding, not my questions and answers, because understanding is applied knowledge. Now, I rest my understanding that the world is bipolar and thrown off its axis through all of this contradictory belief system's way. What is it that it can and will be due to change? However, the outside external concept never changes. That's bipolar. The shift of the poles of the Earth axis, bipolar, an unbalancing of the seesaw's worldview. Okay, now, all that's known is the process of theology that I call it understanding about the pantheism. Self is the physical, right? However, God is infinite, and God created the world. So, self into the center of soul. Self into the soul center. God is soul. Okay, moving on. Inside look of deism. D-E-I-S-M. Now, think of this. God created everything in the universe and was a part of the universe. And after the creation, God just wound up the world on its axis so tight to let the time spin out until there was nothing left and it explodes itself. God has nothing to do with us on this earth. It just is a figure of actions to reactions. There's the bumping cars again. The deism having no part of what transpired. God to the deist. Why didn't God do something about it? That it is of God. Because didn't we get here for free will and consequences, choices, and actions to reaction? The deism is a part of theism minus the force of miracles. Okay. One display is always display no matter what. Display once display, always. The matter at hand is a matter of being. And being is the infinite of our connected self. So aren't we made up of matter? And isn't matter a being? God's infinite. Sorry. Self in the center to the soul creates. Okay, we have Finite, F-I-N-I-T-E, Godism. Let's look at that. Okay, yes, the belief is that God exists in and beyond the universe. However, God is powerless and limited within means. No helping humankind or creation by God's touch exists. Once again, the species are on their own. Everything's on their own. Due to the evil of the world and God not stepping in a way the means for help. Oh, please. Okay. Finite God is believing the piece of thing that makes up the whole. Well, believe there is more conjured up, uncomfortable calm. It cannot be by itself due to it has to have calm, right? I'm going to say that again. This belief is that it conjured, that causable calm cannot be by itself due to it has calm. One, with this belief system, there are no other additions to the infinite. Infinite being. This is big. Think about this. I want you to think about this for a minute. Let's reflect back into your garden's heart. Everything is a part of something, right? Right. Everything takes this and that and what have you to make up a whole. Okay. Nothing becomes without existence of something else. It's just not. You can't just place a building on the ground. You have to have the earth. Right? Your seed has to have some kind of place to plant itself. Everything takes this, that, and what have you to make it. Anything. What is the cause? Is it not the reason to be? The self and the center of soul? God created us in His image. God is holy. Polytheism. P-O-L-Y-T-H-E-I-M. I've only got like 8 minutes left, so I have to move on through polytheism. But I'm not. I'm giving it the same amount of time. I'm not shooting through nothing. I take that back. I rewind it. Shmear! Polytheism. Here we have the belief in many gods. God taught us. So great. They're named even after stars. The astrologers, the beings, the creation of all that exists. Many look back in the times of mythologies. The Greek mythology. Look at all the different mythologies. I'm not even going to start with what type they are. The gods are spiritual, all around and incarnated, taking up and residing in certain places or things. Just as plants are of the star system, the planets are of the star system, excuse me. The polytheism belief is just this. Each is a god within itself, and all living things are sought out in the meaning. Very earthly, yes. Very beautiful, yes. So, out into the cosmos, the gods live. So, isn't it correct in stating that theism is a creation of God? Just as chief as the control of such humble abide in the God that gods reside and rule. The ruler of Uranus is this. The ruler of Jupiter is this. Aphrodite, goddess of Venus, goddess of love. Okay, that's the list. Okay. In the center of one's heart, the belief that all such things are gods are the call. I rest my case in seeking the understanding. The call is affected by action and parts of the whole, picture residing within and without the shape. Therefore, God is soul, soul is man, and self is the center of God. Now I'm getting to the more the threat of God. Theism, as I've taught in many of the Bright Light Pathfinder sites, each of the bright lights seeking the Pathfinder's way. Reason of meaning. This passion, remember about 6 months ago, my passion of the reason of meaning and the purpose of choice dialogue that I gave to the active listeners. Okay, now listen. Deism is like that. I could probably like that. This way. But reason of meaning. Passion moves within and without, needing nothing to have its cause. It doesn't. Whatever you're doing this exact second is your passion, because you're giving it that cause. And then whatever reaction to act will gain its effect. Right? Let me hear you. I don't feel any energy. Okay. The choice of free will. There I felt. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you. Thank you. Thank you. I feel you now. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, so overwhelming, this feeling of all of you guys. Thank you so much. Now let me get to my conclusion. So in its reason's house of the meaning of existence of soul purpose for cause and effect, how...